And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Captain John Connor from the Islanders here. And what a great prize we're giving away, too, today.
Boy, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, an awesome opportunity for somebody at the end of our show today. One lucky caller is going to win a Nomad Lure package, and it's such a really cool pack that Nomad puts together. It includes the DTX minnows, which, for those of you that haven't fished that, that is their, you know, build trolling style plug, and they're just awesome. The biggest one, the 200 size, like, I mean, we joke about it. It took over Wahoo trolling for our long range guys because they run so straight, so true, really good hooks. Well, they make that all the way down. It's a great yellowtail and tuna troller. It's just a really good trolling plug, that DTX minnow. Your package is also going to include the Buffalo Jigs, which is their fall style bait. Great for bluefins this year. Been a really, really good lure. And those Riptide stick baits, which is a great lure for casting in to these foamers of bluefin that we've had up and down the beach right now. Really cool prize pack. Again, if you want to get your shot at those great prizes, best way to do it, give us a call this morning, 833-288-0973. We do have one phone line open right now.
All right. Very, very good. Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
Sounds good, buddy. Why don't we talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. And so my question, yesterday you had a gentleman that was at the show that hooked a bluefin, and Pete's question to him was it on a ring hook or a regular hook? And he said it was a regular hook. And I was just curious, is it personal preference, or are you hooking and landing more on a straight hook or a ring hook?
John, any ideas on that?
Personal preference, I think. Yeah. You know, I mean, honestly, I haven't taken a tally of what's more effective. I mean, that ring hook definitely offers a little more play, you know, between the line and the hook. So I guess you could make the case that it, you know, the bait maybe could swim a little bit better with the ring on it. I mean, it's also one other point between the line and the hook. You got an extra ring in there. I think it's personal preference. I've fished with both.
Either or.
Worked well, yeah.
What's your preferred connection?
As far as?
Like to the hook.
Oh, you know, I typically tie a San Diego knot.
San Diego knot.
Yeah, it's worked for so many years that it's what I tie.
Not broke, don't fix it, man. I'm with you. Easy, quick, clean.
Yep.
All right, cool. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, for the first time this season, let's head up to Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, and talk to Captain John. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. I might add that we've had 70-plus degree weather every day for at least a week now. So it's kind of like San Diego here.
Well, it's no warmer than San Diego.
Yeah,
it's nicer than San Diego. And I've seen that from Anchorage, it was in the 80s, and all along Alaska, it's just been like a heat wave for the past week, right?
Oh, it has been a heat wave. It's wonderful up here. People are kind of shocked because they forgot their suntan lotion, they forgot the tank tops and the shorts. That's something that you need to think about bringing here, because we are in a microclimate where we only get 37 inches of rain per year, and it's absolutely wonderful. The water has been flat calm, and guess what? The fish are coming in. We had a bunch of coho hit the dock yesterday. We had a rare day. We had all five species of Pacific salmon come to the dock yesterday. So that includes sockeye, pink, chum, silver, and we had three kings all in the team. So it's really shaping up. But one of the things that we're doing this year is focusing on doing some kayak trips. And we had our first kayak trip. Mark took the big Kowalsik and dropped off at kayaks at Morris Reef the other day with Captain Chris. And they hooked 17 ling cod, dozens of rockfish, a 50-pound halibut. they had a ball over there just working that reef in close where we can't get the big boats, and it was epic fishing for them.
Oh,
wow,
man.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I know
Chris Martino, who's a kayak expert, is now your kayak guide up there and is part of the team at Whalers Cove Lodge. And Chris has extensive experience as a Hobie kayak guide and has really changed the whole program up there working with you guys, right?
Oh, yeah. And he's also doing some freshwater and really epic trip the other day with the group. And there was a girl, I've never seen a girl so into fishing, and she's a fish that she from Florida all the way to Wisconsin, but she went up there, she outfished everybody, and they're friends with the Met factory and owner, so a bunch of Mets, and oh my God, this girl could fish. She was catching gigantic trout, cutthroat, and it was terrific, and they were an inflatable kayak. So we have the Hobie inflatables as well as the pedal. So we've got several different kayaks up here. So it depends on the trip and people can do that. So what a lot of people are doing is they're doing 3 days out in the big boat and then they're either doing freshwater or doing a special saltwater kayak trip just to break it up and have a different experience. So we really have a lot more to offer this year than we ever have.
Sounds fantastic. Hey, and if somebody wants to come to Whalers Cove in 2019, are there any spots available? Do you know, John?
Toward the end of the season, but, you know, time something opens up. But I've heard we're booked solid until the end of August, but you never know. I would give Jay a call or just go on to WhalersCoveLodge.com, WhalersCoveLodge.com, or let me get the phone number here. You can dial 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. And I might add the halibut fishing is spectacular this year. We've had the biggest was 69 inches that was released. We've had several 60-inchers, and, you know, the halibut pretty much is a no-brainer. It's really good. There was a 2013 year class of halibut that's really strong, and they're in here, and those are the keeper, you know, what we call the chickens. So it's been pretty easy. Most people are getting their limit of halibut, and the cod moved in as well. So we've had days with 30 big Pacific cod. They're moving around, but they're here, which is a really good sign. There's a lot of bait. This is really shaping up to be a spectacular year here.
All right. Well, I can't wait to be there in August, and don't hesitate to book for 2020 too, because I know a lot of the spots on our trip next August are already filled for 2020. Hey, Captain John from Whalers Cove Lodge in beautiful Angoon, Alaska. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next week.
Alrighty, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John.
All right, appreciate that report. All right, sounds like good fishing up there.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Phones are packed up. If you want to get through, talk to John, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Tom, who's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Great show. My question is concerning water temperature this year. It seems like it's cooler than it has been in the past years. And our weather has been, you know, unseasonably cooler through our summer, and I'm wondering what the effects are on our fishery and what we can expect in the fall, you know, moving into that with if the weather continues the way it is.
Good question there, Tom.
Well, I would say 66 to 67 degrees is pretty much what we've been fishing in here lately.
Is that cooler than normal? For this time of year.
No, I mean, looking over the whole long spectrum, no, I'd say it's kind of standard. I mean, the interesting thing is that, you know, there's this massive volume of yellowfin tuna that's here right now, which, you know, we know over the years don't typically see in June.
Yeah, we shouldn't have
July. So Dorado the last couple of days too, starting to see those things flipping around on kelps and guys catch a few. As far as looking toward the fall, I would, if I had to guess, I think it's going to be more of what we have right now. Mm-hmm. I think you might start seeing more yellowfin start filtering in and maybe start biting a little bit better. But I would, I would say right now is it's probably going to carry into the fall. We're going to have a good volume of bluefin and yellowfin around.
I like it. I like what you say. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, share a moment of fishing or give a question to John, there's your chance. 833-288-0973. You have a chance to win that Nomad lure package that's worth quite a bit of money.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. That's a killer one. Edward and Orange, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Edward, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, anglers. So, Captain Jeff, I was just wondering, do you ever go out with shark researchers and also work with them? And do you film these expeditions? And if so, where can I view them?
We have gone out with shark researchers. We have not filmed those. Usually, they join an existing trip. Like, we'll bring researchers out on some of those discovery trips, and they figure into the show. We have worked with Dr. Mauricio Hoyas, who has been doing research at that island for the last, I want to say, 17 years. And over the course of the last 14 years, we've worked really closely with him, helped him get some of his equipment set up in the early years that he used for tracking those sharks. You know, and they'll come over to the boat and give speeches to the passengers and just kind of enlighten them as far as what kind of research they're doing. So we've worked closely with researchers in one capacity or another, but we don't, there's not a place where you could go and watch that research on film, unfortunately.
John, have they figured out why they're there? Why are these sharks go to Guadalupe Island every summer and fall?
You know, I don't think there's any definitive answer on that. I mean, I think that breeding factors in pupping, you know, when they're giving birth, I think that all factors in. But, you know, a lot of that stuff has never been seen in the wild. You know,
yeah.
They're kind of piecing their migratory patterns together right now, but I don't think there's one definitive answer. Food source is definitely another one. I mean, Guadalupe Island is a pretty good source of food for sharks as far as fur seals go and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Have you seen any, you know, Nat Geo cool, you know, fish, you know, shark getting a seal or, you know, grabbing a big tuna? Like, have you seen any of those cool, you know, things we would see?
I've seen one live predation where they attacked one and ate it behind the boat. I've seen another one eat a dead elephant seal. And I've never seen one catch a fish that didn't have a hook and line in its mouth. But definitely a couple seals we've seen, yeah.
That's wild.
Always something.
That wouldn't bum me out
Ocean's
to see.
Amazing.
I'm just throwing that out there.
No,
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Is it fur seals or is it sea lions? Or?
They were actually, the ones I saw were both elephant seals.
Elephant seals.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Like full-size elephant seals?
They were females, you know, probably, at least 400 pounders.
Wow. No kidding.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call, Edward. Appreciate that. It's certainly an opportunity to get somebody to go on one of those trips would be amazing just to take that experience and go.
Yeah.
Speaking of going on a trip, we should mention again that you do have a day and a half trip with space available going tomorrow night, Monday night. Fishing Tuesday, back Wednesday morning on the Islander, right?
That is correct. We've got three or four trips over the next 2 weeks that still have spots on them.
Spots
after that,
available.
We're kind of full and doing a lot of charters. Trips are sold out, but there's three or four of the next couple weeks that have some availability.
Great weather coming up this week. A good moon phase. Fish are around. Fish are abundant and biting. So it'd be a good time to get going and go fishing, right?
Definitely.
I'll say, too, because John's too modest to say so. Man, if you haven't been on the Islander, like it is an extremely comfortable boat.
Yes.
I mean, it's a long-range boat. Stateroom accommodations, big giant heads and showers, and, you know, your meals are the next level above. It's such a cool boat and such a cool opportunity to do a trip as short as a day and a half on a platform like that, and you're still paying day and a half price. You know, I mean, it's a very affordable trip, but, you know, you're really comfortable and huge bait. It's such a great rig to get to go fishing
on. And you can book that right online. Right online right now at fishermanslanding.com. Just go online, and or you can go right to islandersportfishing.com and click on the schedule. It'll take you right to Fisherman's Landing website. Book it right online there, and there's still plenty of space available, and it's a definite go.
Yeah, we're going.
So it's going to be a light load.
It will be a light load.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right. Well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time to find out what's biting. We've got your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. Today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landing, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their killer spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and the famous tuna burger. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We got the man, Captain Dave Hansen's on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, John, Rick, Pete.
Dave.
Hey, I'm up here at LAX Airport getting ready to bring the Dave Hansen Show to ICAST.
Whoa. Oh,
big time.
Really? Yeah. You're headed for Orlando.
Yes, sir. We're leaving me, Ben, the Promar boys. We're all getting ready to get on the plane here in a few minutes. So,
wow, fantastic.
Florida will never be the same.
No, that's for darn sure. Yeah, for sure. All right, I hope you brought your shorts because it's hot over there.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to sweat. But, hey, unbelievable fishing this week. Like John was saying, that bluefin tuna, the fish, you got to kind of go wherever you feel like you might find some fish because they're spread out all over the place. Like we were just listening to Tom there on airplane. The fish are, one day they're on the beach, the next day they're on the 43, the next day they're on the ridge of Clemente. Jimmy Decker and Eric ran down from Newport yesterday, left when the sun was out, got back before the sun went down, and they each caught a big bluefin on their bass rods 50 miles from Newport. So it's hard to say where those fish are going to pop up, but they're starting to react. They're starting to eat a little bit. It's been one heck of a show for the last couple weeks, but now they're starting to bite a little bit, and like John was saying, you just don't know what that fish is going to be. One bait will be a little yellowfin. The next bait will be a 100-pound bluefin. The next bait, you never know. It might be a yellowtail. So you got to have everything. You got to be ready when you get out there, guys. And then the fishing on the beach, I just heard Brian Woolley talking to you guys. The big swash of blue water moved into the beach the last couple days here from Dana Point down to San Onofre. Kelly and I were out on the big boat yesterday. The bass fishing was insane. We had like 6 hours. We never moved the boat between the two of us. We caught over 100 bass. So all I can say, Catalina, Clemente, everywhere is biting. Once, like we say every week, you just got to get out there and you got to go fishing, guys. That's all I can tell you. Go fishing, and you know they're going to bite really good this week because I won't be here.
Oh, okay.
Planning
right.
My trip, Dave. Planning my trip.
For sure, of course. Fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have had all the information, and you can save $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code at Fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you got that cool website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. Go there, check it out, guys. There's so much stuff on there to look at. And also, you get me on every day on Fish Dope, giving the reports, telling you what's happening on the water. And keep an eye on the news because you never know what might happen in Florida this week.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Dave, have a great time at the ICAST show in Florida, in Orlando, and give my best to Ben and the boys from Promar. And we'll talk to you next Sunday with a report from ICAST.
I'll talk to you next Sunday. Good luck out there, John. See ya.
All right.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up solid. Everybody wants to talk to John, so let's jump right back into him and talk to Mario calling from Rancho Cucamonga. What's up, Mario? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Awesome. My question is, the tuna have been pretty much keyed in on some small bait, a lot of foamers and stuff that aren't reacting like to the large poppers. Is there anything you guys recommend that would be a lot smaller that they might want to bite?
You know that cold sniper, that small cold sniper has been working really, really well.
80 gram, 100 gram.
The 80 gram. I mean, all of them, but definitely that little one, too. Megabait, we caught fish on megabaits here lately. I think we hooked one the other day on a crocodile. You know, I think the most important thing about that is just being there on the spot
right.
When the things are actually up. It's been pretty good popper fishing for that yellowfin. You know, every time we slide on one of those, we hook a couple on poppers. I don't think we hooked a bluefin on a popper yesterday, but definitely got a few on the smaller cold snipers sliding up on those spots.
Those things are nice, too, because they're easy to cast, and, you know, they weigh a bunch, and even if it's a small lure, you can fire it out there pretty good. Do you guys like to change the hooks on them at all? Do you like them just the way they come out of the pack?
No, the guys change the hooks on them.
Okay.
My guys change them, yeah.
And then, you know, I know with the flat fall, when we were catching those big 200-pounders, we were putting big leaders on them. Is there any need to change and put a heavier leader on those? Are they okay fish just the way they are in 40
you know,
or 50-pound?
We were putting heavy leaders on when we were catching those big ones, for sure. But not so much with this 40, 50-pound, or 60, 80, 90-pound fish. We've just been straight tying it.
Tie it on, cast it into the spot, and wait for your bite.
That's it.
That's cool.
All right. There you go, Mario. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. Been a busy morning. There's your shot.
How about Danny up next from San Diego? Danny, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
God, my question is, First off, I use four trolling rods on my boat. And it's a sentimental thing. They're the old Collins rods in the late 1960s with the big pin 6-0 reels. And I know I need to kind of upgrade to get into more modern setup, but I want to keep the Collins rods going, and I want to look to upgrade my reels. And I'm talking everything from, you know, small tuna to marlin. What would you guys recommend as far as a good reel that I can use for just about everything like that and without breaking the bank too bad? There's so much to choose from out there, you know, it's confusing sometimes.
I think if I were picking a reel to use for a local troller, and you mentioned striped marlin's the one thing where you definitely need a little bit more line capacity. And for a nice reel that's of appropriate size, it'll wind in a tuna and wind in a marlin. I like those Shimano Tyranos trolling reels. You can get a 20 or a 30 size would be the two that would make the most sense. They're in the low $300 range. They're two-speed. They hold a lot of line.
Great
reel. Aluminum body. They're exactly what you described. They're a good trolling reel. You can really kind of beat the crud out of them. You don't have to do much in the way of maintenance. Squirt them off with a hose when you're done fishing. They'll run pretty much forever. And, you know, if you needed to in a scenario, you could put a flat fall on one and still, you know, drop it down for big fish. But as far as a trolling reel goes, I love those things. I think they're perfect.
Thing works great. John, any recommendations on your side?
I'm going to defer to Rick on that one.
Okay.
We still have pin 6-0s on
there. There you go.
Going strong.
There you go, Danny. Thanks a lot. Hope that helps you out. Good luck out there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. You want to get through, talk to Captain John and have a chance to win that Nomad lure pack. There is your chance.
He brings up a good call about trolling, and I know with, you know, you guys are so good with sonars and things like that, that there's just not as much trolling and jig striking that's been around. But have you guys seen much in the way of jig strikes, and have you had any fish this season? And if so, what's a good lure for a guy to drag behind the boat if he's going on the Islander?
That's funny you said that. Our first fish yesterday morning was a 40-pound bluefin that we caught trolling.
Trolling, wow.
Which been a long time since we've trolled up a bluefin.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens here and there, but I actually made mention of the fact that if we're going spot to spot, we're not putting the trolling rods out. And somebody just stuck one out in the morning before the sun came up. And about 6:15, we caught a bluefin on it.
No kidding.
And that was, I think it was a tuna clone.
Okay. Old school.
And we did have yellowfin the other day. We had a couple strikes driving over the top of those little yellowfin boilers. I think we had a couple on a cedar plug, and then I think we had a halco back there. Sometimes we're moving so fast I don't always get a chance to go back and check. But we keep a pretty even spread. I think we always have a cedar plug out, and that thing seems to do well. It's funny. I mean, there was a time when I bought this boat, you know, 75% of our stops were generated or started with some kind of a troll jig strike, and it's not really that way anymore, you know?
Hasn't been for a few years, right?
No. I mean, especially with this bluefin fishing, if we are going spot to spot, we just keep them in, you know, so guys can fish the slide and we're not worrying about trolling rods that don't get bit. But, I don't know. Cedar plugs kind of go to here lately, and just whatever your favorite feather is.
I don't think that when I first started working at the tackle store, like, there wasn't a boat that didn't have two milk crates, you know, tuna corded off to the back of each corner, you know, with a boat line on it. And, you know, I mean, that was the sonar. Like, that was the old CH-250.
Right.
Yeah.
Indeed. Hey, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back in the phone.
You got it. Let's talk to Mike. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks. Yeah, this is Mike, the expert.
Novice.
Hi, Mike.
Hey. What's up, Mike?
Yeah. I guess we're getting spoiled. At least I am.
bluefin, you got yellowfin, yellowtail, Dorado. So I'm going to reach and say, because the weather is so different and the fishing's so good, do you think the albacore are going to show up?
Huh. Well, what do you think?
No.
No?
I don't.
It's
I
not
mean,
happen.
These guys are already starting to catch them off Washington.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I mean, it's back where it's been. And I think that there was some long-line fish that was caught, you know, way out west, like the 130 line that was, you know, down in this latitude. But I don't think we're gonna see that fish in here. I think we would have already.
Not this year.
Not this year. I mean, I'm sure at some point it will... It'll come back.
Speaking
I don't think
of trolling,
it's
right?
This year.
Yeah, exactly. And boat lines.
Yeah,
exactly.
And boat lines. Yeah, we hope. Hey, it could be next year.
It could be.
I'm going to predict it's going to be next year. Because that's what I do. I predict it every year.
Yep.
And sometime it's going to come.
Yep. Right. One of those years,
right.
You're
yes.
going to be the first
yeah.
guy to be like, yep, remember that? I said
yeah,
it.
See,
I told you, 2020
yeah.
was our year.
That's it. Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, including more of your phone calls. If you want a chance to talk to John and have your shot at winning that Nomad Lure package, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3.
G'day folks, Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Do they have enough to really stay in this race?
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on 97.3 The Fan. Having a great time this morning, talking Islander, talking fishing. I want to go on John's day and a half trip.
Yeah,
tonight,
man. Tomorrow night, day and a half trip. Leaves what time, John?
8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
Yep.
Fish Tuesday, and then back early Wednesday morning.
That's right.
Wow, yeah, great deal. Meals all included?
Yeah, meals are all included.
$450.
Yep, everything except a permit. You got to pay for a permit.
Got to pay for a permit. All right, very good. Well, we actually have a Let's Talk Hookup searcher trip that goes out the following night. So we're going to be going out Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the searcher. I'm going to go, too, on that trip. It's a Gamakatsu-sponsored trip. We're going to be giving everybody on the boat's going to get a pack of Gamakatsu hooks, and we're going to have a bunch of great giveaways. There's still a handful of spots available on that day-and-a-half trip. Leave Tuesday at 4 p.m., fish Wednesday back Thursday morning. And if you want to go, check searchersportfishing.com. You want to go fishing with me, searchersportfishing.com. That's that day-and-a-half Let's Talk Hookup trip that we're sponsoring. So check that one out.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to John. We do have an open phone line if you want to get through to the Fan, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Mike, who's calling us from Arizona out in Phoenix this morning. What's up, Mike? You listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app?
Yes, sir.
Right on, buddy. We appreciate that. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, a question for you. I've got a 20-year-old daughter from a take on a, you know, on one of the overnight trips, day-and-a-half trips. What's a good entry level spinning outfit that I could get for her that won't break the budget?
Entry level, I would get the Shimano Bait Runner. And the Shimano Bait Runner is available in three different styles of reel depending on budget. The OC version would be the least expensive, which you can get for just over $100. The Bait Runner D, it would be the reel that I would probably go for, Mike. It's a little bit nicer version, got a nicer handle, a little smoother, and under $200. They also make the Thunnus series, which is like their high-end version. It's got a carbon fiber frame. But if you're looking for a great reel, not too terribly expensive, I would do the Shimano Bait Runner D series. And probably like an 8,000 size reel would be about the right size. And I would do one of those Shimano Therese spinning rods. Same deal. It's under a couple $100. Lightweight, good guides, plenty of guts to catch a yellowtail or tuna, and not too hard on the pocketbook.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know what's amazing, John, is I have actually heard Ricky talking about recommending spinning gear to guys.
Well,
for
don't
throwing,
call me out on the radio here.
For throwing like Colt Sniper stick baits or jerk baits or throwing poppers and stuff like that. Is it true that you're like putting spinning wheels in the hands of people?
I don't like to admit that publicly, but you know,
are you sure?
sometimes it's the right tool for
the
job,
right,
for sure.
And especially for a popper.
Spinning has come a really long way in the last couple of years, and there's no doubt, man. I mean, there are, especially for this scenario that we fish a lot on a small boat like ours, where you're, you know, running and gunning and casting to a spot. If you have some guys that are more comfortable with spinning tackle, there's no doubt when you're casting a light, hollow piece of plastic, a spinning rod is a really good way to do that. And John mentioned it, you know, before when the guy was saying, what's a good way to get a bite on a foamer? The best way to get a bite on a foamer is to make an accurate cast. Like, putting the lure where it needs to be can be a lot more important than having the hot or the right or perfect lure. And for a lot of people, that is done a lot easier with spinning tackle. Exactly. And they do. There is gear nowadays that is perfectly up to task to take a big one. So do I think it's right for every scenario? I don't, but man, there's no doubt that spinning can give a guy an advantage in that style of fishing for sure.
Indeed. John, you on that?
Yeah, I mean, the last couple of years we've had trips where we, you know, caught over 100-pound fish on spinning reels. I forget the name of the what they're called, but
a Stella.
Stella. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can pull on them. They have drag and you can pull on me. It feels awkward in my hands. I can't fish with a spinning reel. I'll just put that out. It doesn't work for me. But there are some out there that are up to the task. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And as far as casting goes, you know, it takes practice and skill to be able to be accurate with a conventional reel and not snag somebody else. And
sure.
There's a lot going on a sport boat. So as far as putting your lure where you need to put it, spinning rod can help a lot of people do that more effectively.
All right, there you go. Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, John. How's everybody?
Everybody's good. Are you in agreement with that spinning reel thing? Does that work?
Yeah, but I'm like John. And it's too many years with a conventional reel. I have trouble working those things. I need like some instructions. I need a seminar or something like that. How does thing work?
Roger. Yeah, indeed.
Well, we'll have Pete conduct a spinning reel seminar day and a half trip that he's coming fishing with you here.
I hope so. I'm bringing a spinning reel, so hopefully I can.
Okay. Great. So, man, there's, the same report. There's just hundreds of tons of fish out there. And the weather's back to calm, and we're hoping for some sort of change where they start to bite a little bit. And I think that they're on the upswing a little bit. You know, there's guys that are getting stops on bluefin tuna and catching a few and landing a few and hooking a few. So there's a chance. And whenever you go, you know how fishing is. There's a chance to catch some fish out there, and there's yellowtail on some kelps, and actually, Sean had a kelp where they got a half a dozen Dorado on this last 3-day trip. So there's a sign of that stuff showing up, amazingly enough. But so there's fish out there.
Yeah, fish. And I just mentioned that we're doing that Gamakatsu-sponsored Let's Talk hookup trip on the Searcher Tuesday night, Fish Wednesday, back Thursday morning, and still a few spots available, right?
Still a few spots available. And, boy, if you want to come fishing with Pete Gray, he's going to grace us with his presence. It's been a few years. And so we're looking forward to having Pete back aboard the boat. And Captain Sean Trowbridge, the Bulldog, will be there to run the trip. And, we got a great crew and a great galley staff. And we're going to take you out there and give you a chance to catch a fish.
Well, the real celebrity is going to be Dr. Bob Blum, who's actually the charter master for this trip, Dr. Bob. Bob wanted to specifically know who was in charge. I said, "You're in charge, Bob, not me. I'm just going fishing." So, fishing's so good, I couldn't resist and saw that there was a spot available, so I grabbed the spot, and I'm going fishing, and Dr. Bob's in charge.
Bob will tell you everything you never wanted to know about the IGFA.
That's right, indeed. And also, we're going to be giving away some great giveaways on the trip. We got a bunch of Shimano lures, Nomad lures, AFCO product, and, of course, everybody gets a package of Gamakatsu hooks, the new HD hooks, as well as Gamakatsu Nautilus HDs, as well as their standard Nautilus hooks. So it's going to be a nice trip, and spots available. How do we book a trip, Art?
SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403 or talk to Callie there in the office. And I just got to say kudos to John Conniff. You know, we're fellow wooden boat owners, and John has done a remarkable job with that Islander. That thing really looks great, and all the work and tender loving care that he's done to that boat is commendable.
Thanks, Art.
Yeah, she looks beautiful.
Yeah, she does look beautiful. You know firsthand what it's like taking care of a wooden boat.
Yes, sir. Every nut, bolt, screw, piece of wood, I have a relationship with.
And you also know how great that platform rides. You know, I mean, there's nothing like that, you know, coming into the water. Those boats are so smooth and so comfortable and not jarring and just, man, I love it. There's nothing that rides like a well-maintained wooden boat, like both the Islander and the Searcher.
Yeah, quiet.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, Art. Hey, we'll look forward to the trip. So you're not going. You're sending the Bulldog as the captain, huh?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And if you want to go fishing with the Bulldog, he's going to be around for July and August, and we have some space available, and we got a 2.5-day trip that leaves next Sunday night. It's only got 10 people on it right now, and it's going to go. So really light load, reasonable cost, and it's booked through Fisherman's Landing there, fishermanslanding.com or 221-8500 there. They can book direct with the landing. 2.5 days on Sunday night.
Wow, sounds
what a cool trip.
That sounds great. All right, Art, thanks a lot for the report, and we'll see you down on the boat on Tuesday afternoon. Appreciate the call this morning.
So this is a story that I didn't want to tell, especially because I don't want to be the spinning reel proponent.
Oh,
but I
yeah.
do have one to give you real fast. So we have a new employee that's been working at the shop. His name is Aiden, and we all call him Big Country because you can't miss him. He's like 6'4", big giant curly hair, like really, really good guy. He's been working with us for a while. He and his dad are from Florida. They fished out there their whole lives. You know, dad ran a boat, really big-time fisherman, total tackle junkie nut. He's a great guy. We really enjoy having him at the shop. But he's from Florida, and they fish spinning gear out there. You can't imagine the hard time the boys of our crew have given him about being a spinning reel guy, and, oh, this is great, and he's talking about how you can catch all these big fish on spinning gears. Everybody was so pumped to just ride him to no end. He went fishing on the Liberty a couple weeks ago, and, of course, he brought his coffee grinders with him because that's what he does. He's a Florida boy, and was fishing a Colt Sniper stick bait, and they slid up onto the very first spot of the day. He fired it. And mind you, like we said, there is big spinning gear that's capable of catching a big fish. He was fishing way too light of gear. We're talking like a 20-pound spinning rod.
Ooh.
Fires it into the first spot, immediately gets bit on that stick bait, and the boat is still sliding fairly quickly, as they do, you know, as the boat slides. And he's, you know, he comes tight to the fish, and he starts walking it down the rail, and he's turning the handle, and he gets all the way to the corner, and the fish is two turns away because he was walking and winding, and the thing comes up two more turns, the fish pops its head out of the water, they put a gaff on it, and they threw an 80-pounder on the boat. He had an 80-pound fish on that trout gear in like a minute, you know, a minute yeah. and a half or 2 minutes, he had an 80-pounder, and then you wouldn't believe how proud he was to then tell everybody, see, I told you, it's no big deal, man, spinning gear, I got the fish done. And so we put a picture of that fish up on our Instagram page today at the Tackle Store. But very well done that guy caught his fish on the spinning gear, light tackle, no problem. And
good thing that fish didn't turn his head.
Oh, that's what we all say. You know? but I mean, yeah, you can't, you know, we all say, and he even said the same thing, man, if that fish turned its head one more time, it would have been gone. But, man, you can't yeah. razz him anymore, man. A guy showed up, first time ever.
Spinning gear works for big fish.
Yeah, he's a straight Florida guy. First time ever going on the Liberty on this first trip. Got yeah. an 80-pounder on the spinning gear, no problem.
But you want to have the proper spinning gear.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
Stella or so. Twin Power reel with the proper drag, the proper yeah. rod.
I would say Saragossa and above is where you'd want to be. You know, that's like dedicated, purpose-built saltwater spinning gear. There and up, you're in good shape. And honestly, it's one of those things, if you are going to really do the spinning reel, the more money that you can budget towards it, it will make your job exponentially easier.
Yes. Big, like, if you really want to go ultimate, the Osea rod that Shimano builds.
No doubt.
And the Stella reel.
That's it. Man.
What a 1-2. But yeah. that's going to set you back a couple grand.
It's some bucks, but yeah. it's as good as they come.
Yeah.
Know, no doubt.
Pretty amazing. All right, let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it. Don and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Don?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Now you've got me here thinking about some spinning gear.
Oh.
For the bigger fish, you think the Stella is the way to go? I mean, $2,000's a little pushing the limit for what I want to do.
I'm with you for sure. I mean, I think that is outside of a lot of budget. I think Pete exactly said it best. You know, I mean, I think that a twin power reel, which is still expensive, but a twin power is going to cost you the same
half
as a Talica.
Price.
You know, I mean, that's what a high end badass saltwater reel is. It's going to be around $600, depending on which model you get. The smaller ones are a little less. The bigger ones are right there.
And
maybe
what
a little
would you
more.
Match it rod wise for cost?
There's a lot of good options out there. I think again, if the budget allows for it, that Osea rod, that's the one. But I mean, that's a $600
yeah,
fishing rod. That's
a
huge budget. But that's the right rod for doing it. I think that would be cost effective. I know that's crazy to say, you're talking about a $1,200 combo, but that would be the best thing for still being able to confidently take tuna over 100 pounds. If you're not looking to spend that crazy money on a rod, I'd maybe think Shimano Terramar or something similar, one of those Phoenix type, you know, spinner, something.
But you could also get
lines.
A Saragossa. For how much?
$300.
$300.
You could get a dedicated, legit, good dragged, aluminum bodied spinning reel out of that Saragossa line.
For less than $500, you could get a nice
You for
combo.
Sure could get a combo that would catch you an 80-pound bluefin.
Yeah, for sure.
For $300 reel, a couple $100 rod.
Don, you had a question on the Islander?
Yeah, I just had a comment. I fished on the Islander, and anybody that hasn't, you got to do it. The crew's great. The galley's great. It's an awesome boat. We used to do a private charter with Rice Bowl Charters on the boat, and it was a great deal.
Yeah.
Another quick comment, you guys, I was on the fence about going out with Marcus on the Fury on Tuesday night, and after hearing the count while I was on hold, I just made a reservation. So
nice.
You're out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yeah. Marcus is actually a neighbor of mine, and I'm glad he took the boat over, and doing the day and a half makes a big difference from the overnight. So.
Fantastic, Don. All right, appreciate the call this morning. Thanks for the nice comments.
All right, let's jump right back into it and talk to Hills. Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Pete, Rick, and John. Following up on that spinning reel thing, I fished sea bass here a couple times recently at Channel Islands, and there's been a lot of sea bass around. And the Santa Rosa sea bass lot has been on squid, but the Santa Cruz sea bass has been on the red crab hookup bait. And then it's a small one. It's the 5/8 ounce, and you cannot cast that thing. It has to be the light one so it drifts slowly. Like the red crab, you know, the 1 ounce sinks away too fast. So you got to have a spinning reel or a Tranx, or you got to have something that casts super good, because you can't cast that thing, and then you don't catch any sea bass. So that's my tip on spinning.
That's good dope, Hills. Appreciate the phone call.
All right. Thanks a lot for that.
Chuck and Dana Point is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Chuck. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What a good time to be a fisherman, huh?
It is.
You're not kidding.
You know, I was on my free trip from Let's Talk Hookup yesterday on the Liberty, and my gosh, you know, what a cool boat, the new galley. Wow. Sarah said she had 180 taquitos just on two shelves, and she had four shelves to go.
Pretty cool, buddy.
But you know, the baby dolphins are jumping all over, and then we come across, you know, yards of fish. And you had to look really close. Those little 5-pound yellowfin, they were doing somersaults. You couldn't tell if they were a baby dolphin. If you looked real close, you had to see it. But we came across every species yesterday. It was such a great trip. And, you know, I hear all the great stuff about the Islander, too. You know, there's so many good boats out there. You just got to spread the word. But, hey, guys, what a great time, huh?
Glad you had a good trip. And, you know, there's no fleet. Thanks a lot for the call. There's no fleet like the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet. I mean, from Islander Searcher, the Liberty, I mean, San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet is second to none.
Yeah, very competitive.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is everyone just pushes everyone else to, you know, improve their boats, improve their service, improve their, you know, just their overall deal. So it elevates the whole fleet. I'm not saying that doesn't happen everywhere else up and down the coast, but this fleet is pretty crazy as far as how far it pushes itself to be better and better.
No doubt about it. From the long-range fleet right down to, you know, the half-day boats, you know.
So I've got two questions for John. One is, how many scoops does the jacuzzi hold? And then two, how do we figure out how to have the jacuzzi on a fishing trip? And we'll just put bait in the slammer or something along those lines. Like those are my two things that I'm really trying to get locked down on my next Islander trip.
Yeah, scoops in the jacuzzi.
That won't work out.
Definitely wouldn't work if we turned the heater on. Yeah. When we did the trip to Clemente, we did put bait in the slammer. So we had bait and
so
jacuzzi.
Cool.
Yeah. And some of the bait ended up in the jacuzzi and it didn't do very well.
Somehow, I'm sure that's probably the case. I'm in on that one. All right, let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. What's up, Doug? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering, when you guys pass your boat off from school to school, what are you guys actually doing? Is the boat going to be real close to you guys?
Like when you're passing off a biting school fish, I think is what you're referring to. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, basically the idea is once you're kind of done with a school, at least when we're doing it, you want to keep a little bit of bait going over the side, and basically the other person's going to slide in right behind you and take over. And the whole idea is that, you know, the fish don't get hip to the fact that one boat left and another one showed up. It doesn't always work, but there are times when it works really well.
As long as you keep the feed going, they...
Yeah.
But it's amazing, though, how the times that it doesn't work, you know, that here you are, you got full speed, wide open tuna on the boat. Another boat slides in, practically transom to transom. You leave, and the fish leave. It's just they get so locked in on your boat, right?
They do. You know, and when you're sitting on a stop like that for a long time and bait's going over the side, that bait all collects right up underneath the hole. So, you know, you A lot of times you drive away and the props churn all the bait out and you see the fish go off behind you. I think sometimes when you go to pass that spot, you know, you kick out 20 scoops of bait and it goes flying in every direction and it kind of scatters the fish a little bit.
Yeah, kind of freaks them or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like
that. So is that kind of what holds the fish to the boat is when you guys start throwing bait, that bait collects under the boat and they just seem to, you become kind of the bait ball or the kelp patty?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole thing, you know, where you've got chum going over the side consistently, you got lines in the water, the whole boat just becomes a hub of activity. But if you'll be up on the bow helping a guy with his fish, and you look down over the side, and you'll see little, you know, little wolf packs of your sardines, you know, it'll be 5-10 scoops, and it's all balled up, and it'll swim out away from the boat. You'll see the fish get on it, and it'll come back. So I think it's definitely part of the big picture, for sure.
The bait kind of seeks refuge under the boat, and rather than getting chewed up by the tuna that are all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's hard to get a bait away from the boat sometimes when fish are biting. If you don't get it out far enough from the boat, it hides out.
Not a good place to be a sardine, man.
No.
So how does the Islander drift? Now, a lot of times on a lot of boats is the bow is the place to be because it seems like the fish, like you say, when you're up in the bow, you see a lot of sardine up there.
Yeah, I mean, the Islander, like most of those big Dittmars, it drifts stern first. Uh-huh. You know, so if you were to cast in the stern and throughout the course of the drift, you would end up in the bow. So as it moves that way, a lot of that bait that's getting thrown over the side is just sliding up the side of the boat and funneling off the bow. So
sure.
That's a great pace to go and fish.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you get more room and you avoid, you know, a lot of that casting off the transom and trying to get your bait to go around the corner without going back underneath the boat. You know, you go up to the bow and as soon as you cast it in, it's pretty much away from the boat.
Yeah, yeah, and you're drifting away from the boat naturally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So would you drift cast in the stern, or would you bait your hook and then run to the bow and cast?
I bait my hook and run to the bow. Partly I'm trying to stay out of the way, and sometimes it's
sure.
crazy in the
I
back
like
of
that
the boat.
Too.
But
yeah.
I don't want to say that and then have everyone run to the bow.
Yeah, you don't want to
ruin it.
Would you do that at the beginning of a stop, as soon as you get going, or is that once the boat's been drifting for a while?
You know, with that fishing yesterday, it definitely improved your odds if you went in as we were sliding over these schools.
Okay.
You know, we'd get on these big sonar schools or you know, obviously if we're on a foamer and you're throwing a popper, it's a little bit different. But the guys that would go in on the slide, you know, that were on it off the stern of the boat were definitely the guys that were getting the bites. It's kind of once you drift into that plunker style fishing where you start seeing fish blowing out 360 degrees around the boat and it starts to gather up that I think the bow can be really effective.
All right.
That's
good info,
man. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky caller out there's got themselves that Nomad Lure package. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve.
Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I think people think these athletes are like...
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, the big winner of that Nomad Lure package, including DTX Minnows, Buffalo Jigs, and that great Riptide Jerkbait, that's going to Don and Dana Point. Don, congratulations. You are going to love that gear from Nomad.
Yes, indeed. We'll ship that right out to you, and thanks to Nomad Lures for their sponsorship and all the great stuff. I'm sure they've got a lot of great stuff they're introducing this week at ICAST and Orlando this week. And Captain John Conniff, Islander, love that boat, love fishing with you, and the crew, great group of guys, and great, great fishing platform. Again, tomorrow night, big trip, day and a half, that's definite go, right?
Yeah, good weather, plenty of fish around, I'm excited to get back out.
Yeah, and it's going no matter what right now. There's a lot of spots available, you're going.
Oh,
whether
yeah.
it's 10 people or 20 people, you're going on the trip.
We are going. We're committed to going.
All right, great. So that's if they want to book that trip or any of the other trips. I see there's another day and a half on Wednesday that have spots available too, and spots throughout the whole season, right?
Yeah, we've got a couple handfuls of open trips. We do start doing a lot of charters once the second half of this month comes around.
Yes.
But we do have 2.5 days and... I think we've even got openings on a 3.5 coming up next month. So
yeah.
We've got some openings for sure.
Yeah. So what's the best way to book?
For fishing, just give Fisherman's Landing a call at 619-221-8500, or you can go to their website at fishermanslanding.com.
All right. Very good.
Awesome,
hey,
John. Thanks, buddy. That was
thanks
fun.
Thanks very much. Great job.
Thank
and thanks to Brian for being on the board for us. Thanks to Adam for all he does. Check out our app. Adam does all great work on our app, as well as cover our phones here at The Fan. And next Saturday and Sunday, what a great weekend. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge will be on next Saturday. That's going to be a great show. And then, as you heard earlier in the show, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero is going to be right here all the way, it's not that far away, Southern Baja, down in Mexico. John Ireland will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week, right back here on 97.3 The Fan.